Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Mariners Union Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Like we said, the hot weather's gone for the time being. Fingers crossed it stays away.
Exactly. Now we just need a little bit of rain.
Yes. Praying for that rain to come through as well. Well,
exactly.
Medicare season, and I know you're going to be talking about some Medicare, so go ahead and get right into it.
Exactly. So Medicare open enrollment is officially underway, and I've got a lot of information to share over the next few weeks. The biggest thing that I want to really encourage folks to do, whether you have a standalone Medicare Part D drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, it's super critical this year that you compare your plans. There are a lot of changes. And sometimes these changes can catch us by surprise after January 1 because maybe we didn't see information in the mail or didn't quite understand how our plan was going to change. And once we get outside of this enrollment window from October 15th through December 7th, we cannot make any changes. So I don't want folks to be surprised in January. Let's take a look at things now and get the surprise over so we know what lies ahead for 2025. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm even saying that.
I know.
So I want to talk specifically about prescription drug plans, so that standalone Part D today. And then in my next segment, I'll talk more about the changes in the Medicare Advantage plans. For the standalone drug plans, there are 17 prescription drug plans being offered in 2025. And this is down quite a bit from last year. And of those 17 plans, two of them are what we call sanctioned by Medicare, and so they are not taking any new enrollees. If you're in that plan, there are two plans that are offered by ClearSpring. You can stay within that plan, but that's not opened up for any new enrollees to come in. So when you take that off, we're down to 15 plans this year. We see the same companies that we've seen in the past. WellCare has three plans. Cigna has three plans this year. Blue Cross has three plans this year. Humana has three plans. And then United Healthcare with their AARP has two plans. And the biggest change this year is Aetna SilverScript. They only have one plan. And what has happened with that plan, one of the most popular plans, the Aetna SilverScript Smart Saver plan that was $3.30 a month, for the premium last year, that plan has gone away. So if you're on the Aetna Smart Saver plan, you need to understand that your premium is going to increase significantly from that $3.30. That doesn't necessarily mean that things won't even out because your drug costs may have gone down, but do know that your premium will go up $35 a month. And I'm using that as an example because those are changes that can, you know, hit us kind of out of the blue. Wow, all of a sudden I'm paying $38.30 a month for my prescription drug plan instead of that $3.30. But your drug costs may come down significantly and have everything even out. That is why we need to review your plans each year. So I really encourage folks to do that. We've started doing plan comparisons here in the office, and so far on the comparisons we've run, we're saving people about an average of $400 a year. And this is just the initial phase, just starting to look at the plan since open enrollment just started on the 15th. So I really encourage folks, I cannot stress enough, make sure you take a look at your plans. So some things that have changed with the plans, there are two plans this year that have a $0 monthly premium, believe it or not. We thought that we had the exciting plan of 50 cents a month last year. This is the first time that we have had any prescription drug plans that are $0 a month, and there are two. One is a plan that is being offered by Blue Cross, and the other is a plan that is being offered through the AARP United Healthcare plan. Deductibles this year range from a $0 deductible plan up to $590 for a deductible. And the thing to keep in mind about that is last year's deductible capped a lot lower. So keep in mind if your drug costs apply towards your deductible, if you've got one of those name brand drugs where you have to hit your deductible first, that could also affect how much money you are paying out of pocket. And then the premiums range anywhere from $0 a month, like I mentioned, up to the highest premium plan this year is $112.70 a month. So keep in mind when we compare drug plans to see what your best options are for the next year, we look at your total out-of-pocket. So the system that we use through Medicare.gov is called the Plan Finder, and that Plan Finder is taking into consideration your monthly premium, what your deductible might be, as well as what your drug copays might be, and it averages all of that together for a total out-of-pocket. And then we can compare apples to apples. We can compare plan one to plan two to plan three and know that we're looking at all of the pieces and parts. And we can see sometimes it's a higher dollar monthly premium, but because the drug costs are lower, that's your best bet for your overall out-of-pocket. Or sometimes it's the other way around. And that changes from year to year. Our drug copays change, our plan premiums change, our deductibles change. And one other big factor is the pharmacy networks that the insurance companies work with can change from year to year. You can have a preferred pharmacy one year, and it might just be an in-network pharmacy the next year. So all of these factors are taken into consideration through the Plan Finder to allow us to compare apples to apples. So keep that in mind as well. Other things to think about, if you've got a Mutual of Omaha prescription drug plan, currently Mutual of Omaha is not offering any prescription drug plans next year, so you will definitely need to look at another option there to make sure that you have prescription drug coverage. I had mentioned, I think in my previous segment, some of the other exciting things, if you can call anything during Medicare open enrollment exciting. There are some major changes. There's now a $2,000 out-of-pocket cap. So when we're looking at the copays that we have on our drugs, nobody on Medicare will spend more than $2,000 out-of-pocket for your drugs. We still have to pay that monthly premium, but it is being capped now on our drug copays and out-of-pocket costs of $2,000 for drugs that are covered on your plan. The other thing is if you are currently taking higher cost medication, there is a payment plan that's available through each of the companies that offer the drug plans that allows you to spread out your costs for your medications over the entire year. And this is something that would be very beneficial for someone who is paying an awful lot of money right out of the chute at the beginning of the year because you've got a higher drug cost, you've got to meet a deductible, and so forth. So you may start off in January and February spending several hundred dollars a month. And the payment plans that they offer now will even out those drug costs. And that's also something that we can show when we meet with folks one-on-one, is if the payment plan option is a good choice for you. And we can actually show you side-by-side if you don't use the plan, payment plan, or if you use the payment plan and how that would differ for your monthly budget. So there's a lot of great things that are happening. We're helping folks at several locations. Information on where we will be hosting our meetings with folks is available on our website. That's meredithzine.kstate.edu. You can also get information by calling us at our office at 913-294-4306. We encourage folks to get with us sooner rather than later so that we can get everybody seen before December 7th. We do have a form that folks need to fill out so we can do a lot of the work ahead of time before we set a meeting with you. So please take a look at your plans, super important for this year, and I appreciate COFO helping us spread the word to let people know that this is a service that is offered free of charge to our communities.
Yes, very, very important information to get out into the public, especially during this time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.